You must have had some very difficult times as a boy, because this was quite a poor area for a long time, I believe. And it went through a period of great hunger. Do you recall this at all?
Yes. 1940, when I was 9 years old, far as I could remember, at that time, and the people, and Eskimo people, they have a tough time, especially in the winter time and the cold weathers. That year, my father's not doing too good on foxes hunting and trapping, and a very poor year in that time, and also and a very, very difficult to hunting seals and packed ice and rough, and couldn't get the open water and easterly wind. I think as the east wind, it'd been last for more than a month, as it never change. And my father has the dog food cached from summer for winter. He used up most of it. There's one more cast, that's the last one he's got left. And he went out to pick it up, and then somebody else, and trying to swipe it, and it cuts it off, and it takes half of it, and we don't know who's taking it, because so many people starving that time, we don't know the who took it. My father's dog food, that was the only, it's a very small amount, and he got what's left over from the dog food. Then he used all of it, and he tried to make a stretch it, and each day, and his dogs is eat and a very less and gain less, and also ourselves. There's only Hudson's Bay Company stores and available, even right now, still. Every time, as my father, when he's plans going for seal hunt, and he can't go out through the door, instead of a going to door, he's going the side house, and he opened the side house. He's got out that way. And also, we can eat, and the dog lashes, lines, and harness. But we haven't touched anything those yet, that time. And one morning, after my mother asked me if I could eat, if I would eat the little pup, and then she gonna kill it, and then cut it up and cook it and boil it. No, I said, I don't want to eat. Even she killed it, and I won't eat. I told her, and then, no matter, I'm going to die, and I won't eat the dog. So finally, she didn't kill the little pup. After a while, very few days after, my father went along. He tried to make it last trip with his team, went to see other place, the village, with his brother. While he was driving along on the ice, then he then when he w went along to on the ice, and then he's the dogs, and then smell something, and then he going aside, and then and speeding faster. And then all of a sudden the dog is stopped and is sniffing around the down the ice. And while there were dogs sniffing, and then my father picked the snow knife, went along to the dogs, and then he tried to poke the knife into the snow. And about 2 feet of snow on top of the ice, he couldn't see anything. There must have something in there. The dogs and sniffing around and is trying to digging. And then he finally found it. And then he started trying to eat. And soon a piece of cut, and he eats.
What was this, George?
That was those great big whales. They're not white whales, and the Greenland whales, I think, whatever you call it. They've been drifting around, must be in the summer, and then caught up to the ice and the freeze up, and then stuck into the in the ice. And that's why he found the whales and the dead whales and the big one. You can't get the whole lot of it out, and it's quite a lot of it in the water. You can see about maybe 3/4 of the whale. Now he can get that much, and also he saved the dog's life, and then also for himself. Then he giving the meat to the dogs. And the dogs couldn't walk anymore after that, and they were fed so well since for a long time, and they couldn't get up and walk around or anything. They were so weak. And the next morning, and he started out again, as only 4 dogs could walk after they'd been fed. And the other 3 dogs had been so far gone, and then after a while they died. And then he make it to the camp, and then his brother, an older brother, and he have a few seals, and same day my father found the whale. And then from there on they were start to catching seals more often, and that's how we alive.
George, you've seen some epidemics as well as hunger. Can you tell us about the measles epidemic that killed so many people here some years ago? About 10 years ago, was it?
7 years ago.
7 years ago?
Yes. Oh. The 7 years ago, and there's the 2 boys that came up from the hospital and outside, and as nobody knows, they had the measles with them. 2 days after arrived home from hospital, all the rash and sores and the measles came out on the body. And the people around here, I don't know not enough about sickness, what they should care or the careful. And they went along to visit to the people came out from hospital. They haven't seen them long time. They were looking forward to see. And also they catch the measles from them, and this is sickness been spread going on and on. And also I had it myself. I didn't know I had it when I was here. Few days I had, I must have catched the measles and without feeling it.
You were visiting in Fort Chimo, were you?
I was, that's the beginning of the living at the Chimo at that time. Then I have a plan to visit my father and mother in same winter. After the measles arriving in sort of in Chimo, then I had a trip to Quartuk. When I got halfway, and halfway to run yet, then it takes me 2 weeks from Chimo to Quartuk, and by duck team, I got sick in the halfway. And ever since, and all the way from the halfway, then I sick and then I couldn't do anything. And I have the partner and a young boy. One day he's feeling worse and I feel a little better. And then the next day I feel worse and he got a little better. That's how we're going along. That's why we continually going. Then when we arrive at Quartuk in the Cape Hopes, and then the people start to catching the germs and from us, and quite a few people died, and also my mother died and same reason.
Your mother died of the measles?
Yes. Mm. And I was nearly died too. I was lucky I can make it all the way up to Quartuk, and sort of somebody could something about the sickness. So that's the story, and I've got, I haven't got any more stories offhand right now.
Thank you very much, George.
You're welcome.